Kutta Teira Tzav, page 32. Like 10 lines from the top of the page of 32, first column. Okay, this maimer, the Alter Rebbe calls the pasuk from Tehillim, from Halil. Hayam Rav Ayanais, the sea saw, and ran away, and the mountains danced. So he explains that the Shalach Kodesh explains that running away is a level of fear. That's the level of Yam, which is Alma Diskasya Bittul, and the mountains is a level of Ahava, the level of Ben, which is the level of Ahava. He said, or Sara Nevet. He's not going into it. Okay, then he starts explaining.
Mountains is more
Gura, no. Mountains. But mountains are the Ovis, which is a level of Chesed, in Gvura Tves. Okay, so he says, we need to understand what Shvi Shapetach. Shvi Shapetach, the Arizal writes, that's the level of the birth of Neshamis. Like we explained, that it's hidden when before it's born, and then the Neshamah is born. So he says, Neshamis Yisrael come from Machshava. And there's just like there's Aisyas Adiba, there's Aisyas Machshava, but that's all in the level of Elokus, the way it comes into the world of Midas. But Hashem himself is infinitely greater than all the worlds. So therefore he says like this, 10 lines in the top of 32. But in order for Neshama to come into a body where it becomes a separate entity, like we learned yesterday, to the extent a person could even sin, in order because it then it becomes something from nothing. Before the neshama comes into the body, when the neshama is in the world of Atzilus, it's elokus mamish. It's mamish godliness. It's bittul with Hashem. That's the origin of neshamas. This that we even use the word, the term. Not that I've called it before, that the neshamas, olu b'machshava, mean the source of the neshamas from the letters of thought, which are one with the person that thinks. So he said, that's only a terminology that we should be able to get it. Avol kilei machshvei se machshvei seichem ksid. It's Hashem's thoughts, and not when you say the neshamas come from Hashem's machshava, it's not our concept of machshava. Lil kilei machshvei se machshvei seichem. Hashem says, my thoughts are not like your thoughts. But how does the neshama come from the level of Atzilus into the worlds of Briya, Yitzir, Nasiya, into the body, is Ayidei Midas, Malchus, is Barich, is through the attribute of Malchus. But we can know everything from the higher worlds, in order for it to come to the lower worlds, goes through Malchus, which is the lowest of the highest, and connects to the next level, right, in the link chain. Which is the level of concealment, that it could become a yesh. In other words, how does a neshama, which is complete bittul in the world of Atzilus, come into a body? How does Elokus come into a yesh davar nifriat? Because it goes through the attribute of Malchus. Because Malchus conceals the level of Atzilus and reveals it down in a limited way into the world of Briya. Like it says, Hashem Melch Yehuz Lovish. Ki mi des hamalucha, because it says, Hashem is king. He Yehuz Lovish means he dresses the level of greatness, which is the level of, but it says, Levush Malchus. Right? Levush Malchus means that Malchus is a garment. Right? Even by in the Megillah it says, Yevil Levush Malchus. Mordechai. And it says, Hashem Moloch, Geus Lovish. He dresses in his exaltness, whatever you want to call it in English. So the bottom line is if it, so what is Malchus? Malchus is called a garment. What is the purpose of a garment? To cover. A garment covers the person's body. Malchus is a concealment. He levosh agedim liyasis savas yesh. Ki ein melech balayam. Chazal tell us, you can't have a king without a nation. Okay, if a king, the only one, you can't have a king. In fact, Chassidus asks the question, I think the Shalach Kodesh asks the question to Chassidus, being down in many places, we say every day in davening, Adonai Olam, Hashem Molach, B'terem kol yitzur nivra. Master of the world, who ruled before anything was created. So Chassidus asks, how could you be a king over nobody?
That's right.
And Chassidus answers what it answers. But it says, Eim melech b'layam haynin nifrodim dafke. Dafke people that are not the king. In other words, Chassidus explained, you can't be a king over your own children. But your children are an extension of you. The definition of a king is subjects that are nullified and bottle and subservient to the king. Children are an extension of you. There's no bittle there, so to speak. It's not a separate entity that becomes, then you're not, that's not the definition of a king. Definition of a king means there's strangers, so to speak, and they subject themselves to the king. Shalem, you're talking amalucho, because then you can have the concept of a king, that he can be over them, and they could be in fear. A guy can have 100 kids. The father is not called the king over the kids. He's a father, not a king. Therefore, because he says like this, Malchus is a garment. The concept of a garment is to conceal. Therefore, Malchus is called Yam. Or Yam is called Malchus. Why is Yam Malchus? Because like we learned, the Yam conceals. You look at the ocean, all you see is ocean. You don't see anything in it. The ocean conceals everything that's in it. So again, it's the same concept. The Yam, so to speak, is the garment that covers everything in it. So therefore, Yam Suf is a level of Malchus. And he says, Kine kol ma sheyesh b'yosh b'yabosh sheyesh b'yap. The Gemara says, anything that's in the dry land is in the ocean. And it's remarkable. We learned this many times. More than half the world, okay, let's say even half the world, but more than half the world is water. More than half the world is water.
Right.
That means half the world Hashem created, Yabasha, revealed, open, you could see it, and half the world Hashem created, concealment. Why is that? Because in godliness, there's two revelations of godliness. There's Yam, Alma Diskasya, the concealed worlds, and there's Alma Diskaya, there's the revealed worlds. So because in godliness there's two levels, hidden and revealed, so the same thing, what happens down here on earth, there's Yabasha and Yam, sea and dry land, visible and not visible. Kimei hayam mechasim aleim, because water covers them. Kach lamayla, the same thing, lamayla is also the same thing, meaning, in the eighth, you see here, Yehira Kiyam Machayas Kola Elimis, these letters that Hashem said, let there be light, let there be heaven, let there be this and that, are Batsilis, are in the world of Atsilis. Yam Shomalchus, Shamalchus, Yamush is Malchus. Machas Alem built Yigbalu, Yitzgalul and Ivroim. That it can't be revealed as is to the world, meaning, if godliness would be revealed as is to the world, you wouldn't have a world. Because when you have a revelation of infinite godliness, you can't have a finite world. If godliness would be ultimately revealed, that's why Hashem had to make a tzimtzum. He had to remove himself, kaviyachol, not disappear, but remove his revelation in order for world for limitation to exist. What?
Doesn't everything start from
Yeah, because the world began from Malchus. Time and place begins from Malchus.
How could that be concealed, though? If everything is starts from Malchus, how does that conceal?
Are your thoughts concealed? Do I know what you think?
No, but it's not concealed to me.
Right, but in the world, it's not concealed to Hashem either. But Hashem, when you say the level of nothing's concealed, by Hashem, there's nothing concealed. Correct. Because by Hashem, there's no tzimtzum. There's no limitation. There's no... It's all there. But everything begins from a concealed level.
So if I want to create a mall...
A mall? Shopping mall.
Shopping mall.
Yeah. So it's in your thought.
So it's concealed to...
Everybody else but you. Now... Kaviyachol, when Hashem spoke the words to revelation of Elokus. Now, the 6 days were created by the six midas, right? Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, and Yisei Malchus. So you're talking about Chesed of Atzilus, created Sunday. Gvura of Atzilus created Monday. Now, how can from Chesed of Atzilus come into a limited world of physical light and physical heavens and physical vegetation and physical sun and moon and everything else through the level of Tzimtzum, concealment? That's called Malchus. The level of godliness that conceals, the garment that conceals that. It's like the light. You cover it, the light is much dimmer, you can handle it. If the light is too bright, you look at it, God forbid, you can get blind. Right? See, therefore, there's a concealment. Therefore, he says...
in a positive way.
Yeah, in a positive way. If a brilliant guy wants to teach kids, and he just reveals the seichel the way it is by him, they're going to get nothing. Right? So what does he have to do? He has to limit his seichel that they could gain by it. We learned, you're by Niagara Falls, you're dying of thirst, there's no cup, you ain't going to drink nothing. Really, yeshiva English. You're not going to drink anything, right? Because I just so much water, that's the problem, there's too much water. Too much water, I can't get it into my mouth. So by limiting it, is really a revelation. Limitation is actually an ability to be revealed. By the teeth of the brilliant scholar limiting his seichel, then the kids can get it. Right? So Hashem, in order to have light in the world, heaven in the world, vegetation, you know, all the creations in 6 days, Hashem had to limit it. But the limit is revelation. The Rebbe is a very big, there's a very famous sikha from the Rebbe Lech Lecha, Chelakei, that the Rebbe speaks about that, you know, by the Rebbe, everything is up. Positive, yeah. A descent is positive. A descent. The Rebbe explains that Yered Avram Mitzrayma, when Avram had to go to because of the hunger at the beginning of Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu went down to Egypt. So it's a descent. He's going Avram Avinu from Eretz Yisrael is going to the most corrupt place in the world. So right yet, what happened? Why did the Jews end up in Egypt? You need the Tzedek Aliyah. The descent is for the sake of elevation. You invest money in business. Investment is losing money. I'm giving up money. I'm losing money. But the purpose of it is that you should make more money. So if I invest 100 to make 200, see, yes, I lost 100. It was a descent. I gave up 100. But the purpose of the descent is to make 200. Yes? But the Rebbe explained in Chassidus, therefore, not only is the descent for the sake of elevation, the descent is elevation. The Rebbe learns the Yerida of Emet Zayin. The Yerida itself is elevation. And you see that in the Dash mystic analogy also. You come to a lot, and they're demolishing a building because they want to put up a big building. Yeah? So they demolish this. Now, if you go over to the workers and ask her, what are you doing? They're going to tell you, building a massive building. The question, you're not building a massive, you're knocking down a building. What do you mean you're building a massive building? But the vart is, because in order to build a building, I need to knock down this. The knocking down is a part of the building. Therefore, even by Shabbos, and the Rebbe always brings things into halacha, there's one of the melachos of Shabbos is building, construction, and one of the melachos of Shabbos is demolishing. Now, normally, anything destructive is only rabbinically forbidden. We learned that it has to be melachos machshav, it has to be constructive work. So why is it that if you demolish a building, it's called constructive? So the Rebbe learned, the Rebbe learned. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, when is destruction of a building called construction? Only if you're destroying it in order to build. So he said, Amenas Livnes. If a guy just knocks down a building for the fun of it, then he's only rabbinically forbidden because he didn't do anything constructive. You knock down a building in order to build the building, so therefore the destruction is constructive. The destruction is constructive. And therefore you're chayiv. So therefore, the destruction itself is the construction. So therefore, when you're talking about Elokus is too great, and therefore it needs to come down into a level, you know, that it should be revealed into the world. So the concealment, in essence, is a revealment. Revelation. Because that's the only way you can have the revelation, is through the concealment. So concealment is part of the process of the revelation.
So the student who is listening to the teacher who is limiting himself, he gets his life from the time that the teacher, not the life, is from the time that the teacher conceals himself.
You get the knowledge only through the concealment.
From that point on.
Right.
I don't get it. I'm sorry. Get the knowledge.
I have to conceal myself more. Okay. Okay. He says, so it is. But that the Malchus covers over them, they shouldn't be revealed into the creations as the level is in Atzilus, which means infinite, because if they would be revealed like it is in Atzilus, Gashmis would be Bato Ruchnius, commercial Bittel Zivar Hashemish B'mor Atzmei, like it is the bit of the sun in the rays of the sun in the sun. When is light a separate entity? When does light exist where the source of light is not there? Sunlight can only exist out of the sun. In the sun, it's only the sun. You look at the sun, you don't say, oh, there's light. No, in the sun, there's only sun. Not that there's no light there. He says, if the light can shine millions of miles away, for sure it shines in the sun. But over there, you only feel the sun. Because of the power of the sun, you don't see the light. When does light exist? In fact, to the extent, and Chassidus, sometimes it's brought down, that light from the sun is yesh mi'ayin. In the sun, it's ayin, it's bottle. When does it become light? When it leaves the sun. So in a certain respect, even though Ur is not usually Yesh Miayin, but in a certain extent, Chassidus brings down that sunlight from the sun is Yesh Miayin. Kach begashmi, samisave, hoya batalim kair. The same thing, if Gashmias would feel the source, it would be completely bottled. V'evshili es mitzias neshama. Then you couldn't have an entity of a neshama. U'malach shem b'chinas nifrodin, which are separate entities. A neshama in a body is not in, therefore a neshama could sin in a body. Like we said, nefesh kisechta. Rab shein ba'ava, el sheino alokuz begilui. But the yamamish, it's not a level that the neshama in a body actually sees alokuz. Because in the proof of it, it doesn't. It could sin. It can even question the existence, God forbid, of Hashem. What causes this concealment? That's the level of Malchus. Why? This is the big rule. Malchus is the level that causes to be a yesh. Therefore, Malchus is called the lower level of Bina, the lower level of Mother. Like it says in Tanya, in the name of the Zayat. Therefore, because Malchus covers the Neshama from being revealed into the lower world as is in Atzilus, so their Malchus is called the pregnancy state. It conceals it. The mother's stomach hides the baby. You don't see it. The birth is when that level of Malchus becomes revealed. So therefore, what is the birth? He quoted the Zohar before. That writes that the Kriyas Yamsuf is called Leidas HaNeshamas, the birth of Neshamas. Why? What happened in Yabosh? The Kriyas Yamsuf, Yam, to concealment, became revealed. What birth? The concealed baby now becomes revealed. Right before then, it was concealed in the mother. So therefore, what allows the neshama to become revealed in and be able to come into a body? That's the level of malchus. Therefore, all the 6 days of creation, chesed of atzilus, gvur of atzilus, and so on, had to go through Shabbos, which is malchus. Therefore, the neshama is a level of pregnancy in malchus. In Shmini Atzeres, what do we say? We start saying Meirid Hageshem. Right? What is it? Shmini Atzeres? We start saying Mashiv Berachah Meirid Hageshem. Nimshach and Neshamas Berachah Manukva. Then the Neshamas come into the stomach. Veshem Shem Zayim Chadoshim. And then they wait there are 7 months until the birth in Pesach. That means, so to speak, on Shmini Atzeres is the pregnancy of the neshamas. That's when the neshamas become pregnant. 7 months later, on Pesach, is when they get born. Al derech Moshe begashmus, just like in gashmus, sheliyeis is sabbos mahus v'lad min atipa. Just like when the baby comes from the sperm of the father, the seed of the father, terech liyeis ika v'shiy zayin chadoshim berechem anukva. It has to be 7 months, because the last 2 months really is more the formation of the hair and the nails. But that's why the Gemara said interesting. According to Halacha, a baby can be born after 7 months and after 9 months. In the time of the Gemara, a baby that was born in 8th month is dead. There's no vibrance to it. In fact, it's muksa on Shabbos. It's very, not nowadays, because today the babies do live in the 8th month. That's because we have the machinery and the medicine. But in the time of the Gemara, you're either born at 7 months or 9 months. Rashi says in the Chumash, by the way, by Moshe, when they hid Moshe for 3 months, because it either was after 6 months, and it was 3 months, you know, because whatever, then the Moshe Rabbeinu was born. So he says, in those 7 months, it eats him what the mother eats, until it becomes a fetus, or, you know, a baby. The same thing, the neshama of atzilus, which is ayin. In order for that to become something, is adei shemesakev es berachem anukva. Through this, that it becomes delayed in the stomach of Malchus and awaits there 7 months. The interesting thing, it says certain neshamas need to wait 12 months. Eliyahu Navi, it says, in Kabbalah, in Chassidus brings it down, that Eliyahu Navi's pregnancy was 12 months. Certain tzaddikim, you need to be 10 months. The Rebbe brings down an odd, and the Fidei Rebbe Sichas, he brings down that the Rebbe was born Chayelo. Right? Chayelo. What's 9 months before Chayelo is exactly Yutus Kislev. Yutus Kislev is exactly 9 months before Chayelo. That means the Rebbe was conceived Yutus Kislev. So the Rebbe asks, that year was a leap year. So the Lechayah is 10 months. So the Rebbe brings down from Kabbalah that certain neshamas need 10 months. But it's interesting, this is my own stupidity, but not stupidity, but the Rebbe was born Yud Aleph Nissen. 9 months before Yud Aleph Nissen is Yud Beis Tammuz. And that year was also a leap year that the Rebbe was born. Take it or leave it. But this is a simple observation, you know, to be brilliant for that. 9 months before Yud Aleph Nissen is Yud Beis Tammuz. But sometimes, in Siddur it says, Moshe delayed is after 7 months, but because it goes through Malchus. What? Okay, wait. What? Boy Kala, what do you say?
All the rabbis.
I don't know all the rabbis. I'm just telling you. The Rebbe says it's about doubt, the Rebbe. And that's why so I started figuring out. Okay, what's 9 months before your Aleph Nissan? It's your base Thomas. I mean, it doesn't. In order for there to be birth and the womb opening up, that the neshama should go from concealment to revelation, it has to go through malchus. Are you raising your hand or are you just exercising?
Good.
Okay, so therefore it has to go through malchus.
No, I don't raise hand, I just talk.
Yeah, I know. Don't convince me, I know. But this is what the Rebbe is explaining in the whole thing with the Yom Rav Ayonis, right? Okay, so he starts explaining that the Neshamas come from Machshava, from Atzilus, Alub Machshava, which are the letters of Atzilus, the world of Bittul, and therefore in order for the Neshamas to come into a Yesh V'davar Nifr B'fnei Atzmei, it has to come through the level of Malchus, just like all creation had to come through Malchus. And it's interesting. The first there was a revelation of Chesed, right? In creation, yeah? What revealed that? Speech, Malchus, Vayomer Lekim. That means Chesed was revealed through Malchus, through speech. Speech is Malchus. Second, there was a revelation of Gvur. But what revealed it into a tangible world? Malchus, speech. So the same thing with the Neshamas. In order for the Neshamas, the Eden, that they were conceived on Shmini Atzeres. And then it becomes born on the Shvisha Pesach.